Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
Hey. WXLK HD.
Rono.
They got her, Antoine. They got her.
They got her?
Yeah. You know how like you're in a movie and there's a group of friends and they're trying to fight off the evil or whatever it is?
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, you know, one person's gone. That person is Monica. They got her.
So they got her.
They got her.
What?
They got you. I know you're here, but you're wrapped, you're tangled in the web. You're not necessarily, you haven't been taken, you haven't been killed off or anything like that, but she has been sucked in to the conspiracy. It was only a matter of time. It doesn't surprise me at all. Monica Brooks is the latest victim of having an old iPhone that suddenly doesn't work so good anymore now that the new ones have come out.
Mm. It's like glitching like a mofo. It is terrible.
Yeah.
And I'm like, are you trying to force me into getting a new phone? Because I refuse.
Yeah.
Even my car was like glitchy this morning. I'm like, is this like, what's going on here with my technology, you know, with my stuff.
I am always convinced that the technology gangs up on you, especially when the technology knows there's new technology out.
Uh-huh.
And I think they bury little codes into your old technology every time you get an iOS update. Mm, and then all of a sudden there's a little code and it goes,
hey man, don't work anymore. Just suck.
My phone freezes every day, it feels like. It just freezes randomly. Apps will just not, they won't open. There's all kinds of things going haywire with this thing.
Yep.
So I just keep fighting through and it dies faster. It feels like it's just trying to,
it's killing it off. Yes. Now that one's actually proven fact. We don't even have to play the conspiracy theory music for it at all. Apple had to pay out a lot of money because they did admit that they were killing your battery.
Yeah.
On your old phones.
Yeah. And Monica, you know, Zach, he has that new iPhone 12. And one of the things that he was bragging about the day after he got it was the battery life.
Oh, yeah.
And how it was like 8 hours of constant work on his phone, and it was still at like 47%.
Yep. Guys, you know what I did yesterday with my phone is I charged it for the first time in 2 days.
Wow. In 2 days.
Must be nice.
Meanwhile, Monica can't go any further than the wall. She's trapped to the wall. Well, and you know, I'm here to freely admit, I told my phone to attack Monica's phone.
Oh, you did.
Yep,
now.
I'm like, go get her. Let's get her to the new phone. Ooh.
Oh man.
So what are you? Like an iPhone 4? What do you have? 4, 5?
What? I'm like the iPhone 7. I'm like, it's a pretty new phone.
Seven?
I mean, it's like what, 3 or 4 years?
Okay. Yeah, that's
the
not
plus.
Okay.
I think I got the plus.
Right. That's not a new.
What is that?
Remember,
it's new. I wanted to keep it new.
Monica, we're on the 12 now. Okay. 12.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
I don't want to get a new phone if I don't need a phone. Need to get a new phone.
Join us!
I know, Antoine, you said the video. You said Zach took his videos of his fire pit and stuff, and it looks great.
I've been thinking about it ever since I saw it.
You know, Monica, just 1 week ago, we were brothers and sisters in the 7. And I don't like that old version of myself. I don't like that person anymore. Now, looking back, I was a bad person. I was wrong. I needed to make some changes in my life. You know how you do that sometimes? You think you're a good person,
yes,
and then you reflect upon yourself.
And you realize you weren't.
Right, and sometimes it's years later. You might look back on yourself in high school and think, you know what? I was kind of a jerk. I was mean to some people, and I shouldn't have been that way. This one, it only took a week.
How did I live with myself back then?
Oh, my God. I was telling somebody yesterday, it's sort of like if you took a caveman and you gave him a house. Like that's
back. You can never go back.
No. Why would I want to go back? Listen to what going back means. I don't want to be her.
Stuck to the wall.
I don't want to be this woman right here.
Wagon.
It's pretty bad.
And don't act like droids any different, because it's the same thing. New technology buries old technology.
They just haven't been sued yet. That's all that is.
Exactly. They've covered it up better. That's all it is. So good morning, y'all. You can text in unless your phone is freezing up at 52353. Tonight is Hope for the Holidays, talking to dead people. Mm-hmm. Monica, you're going to be there because it's a virtual event this year. Please tell me you're going to be there on your laptop.
Good. I'll be on the laptop for sure.
Otherwise, you're just your picture is going to look terrible, and we'll only see you for 7 minutes before your phone dies. So it would be much much better that way. Yeah, so we're going to hang out. Let's call it a Zoom happy hour with dead people. That's really what we have tonight. It is. Yeah. So if you want to buy tickets, you still can. You can buy them right now. $20. K92Radio.com. We're going to be with psychic medium Suzanne Northrup tonight. Same 2-hour show, the whole deal. You get to see her bouncing around the virtual room, scanning the galleries. Who will show up? Yes, Antoine.
Speaking of which, I need to tell Monica. Okay. You ain't my mama, Monica. Because in her, we exchange emails to each other, you know, to give a heads up on what our day was, et cetera, et cetera. And Monica's email yesterday talking about the Zoom Suzanne Northrup thing tonight, hope for the holidays, she goes, y'all better wear pants. LOL. First off, that was a sarcastic LOL. She meant that we better wear pants. Mm. You can't tell me what to do.
Yeah, and you know,
y'all better have some pants on. We dressing up today.
I ain't gonna have
tonight. No, you are dressing up tonight. Okay.
Yes, you're right.
You're gonna put on some nice pants.
Nice shirt.
I am dressing up from the waist up.
Yeah, dressing up.
I'm dressing up.
Dressing up. That's exactly what it is. And you know what, Antoine? You're right. She ain't your mama because your mama has a newer phone.
This
old lady got a jitterbug. That's what we're talking about. 2020 in a nutshell. Funny, sad, sad, funny. That's what we have.
Miss Monica's diamond of the day.
That's what it is this year.
It really is. Funny, sad, you know, they funny. Say if you're not laughing, you're crying. I believe this year it's you're laughing while also crying.
Yeah, you're laughing through the tears.
Yeah.
Just all of it.
Yeah. This comedian named Robin, she decided to do a TikTok video where she went over her goals for 2020.
Oh, you know what?
You remember those?
Go ahead and tell Antoine about this story. I have the clip, but I gotta.
You have the clip.
I gotta download it because I hadn't downloaded this morning because I was kind of annoyed by the way she was laughing over and over again, and it kind of drove me crazy. So tell Antoine about it.
Yes, tell me.
Okay, so she joked about her goals for 2020, and she said, "Oh, this is hilarious." So she had a lot of laughter in there, but she said, "Goal one, make more money." She said, "I'm unemployed since March."
Yep.
And she went on to say, travel more, lose weight, be more social, cry less. Mm-hmm. Spend more time with grandma. She died. She put that in there. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, it was. That's why I said sad, funny, funny, sad.
Yeah.
But it makes you think about your own goals for 2020. I had my vision wall. You know, I always do a vision wall.
Do tell. What was on there?
My vision wall, of course, traveling. Make more money, but there's different ways. I will say, knock out that goal.
You can now.
Yeah, sometimes you can. Because you can make extra money for your OnlyFans. I mean, your fans only.
Oh yeah, that's
what,
right.
So what?
No, I was gonna say, where's the audio
for your fans, but only the good ones.
Only your good fans.
And then you just take out the good. Yeah, I understand what you're saying. Yes. All right, here's that woman.
I did say.
Okay, go ahead, Monica. Okay. Keep going. No,
I was gonna say in remodeling the house, we did that a little bit. You know, I had planned on doing that for this year, but. You know,
I guess you did. Travel was one. Monica had put travel on her list and actually was traveling right around the time coronavirus was also traveling.
To all the big hot spots. It was like she was following them on a tour bus.
She really was.
New York. Oh, you guys are going to the South? All right, Atlanta, here I come.
She was, you know what? It's the modern day. Wait for it. Deadhead.
See what you did there.
All right, here's the woman.
Okay. So I'm just, you know, in the middle of hitting rock bottom.
I have to admit, when she started, get out. I thought, all right, I'm not downloading this clip. Screw this.
I found my goal list that I made in December for my goals for 2020. Tell me if this is not hilarious. All right, goal one, make more money. I've been unemployed since March. Travel more. Lose weight. Be more social. I wrote cry less. I've cried every single day of this whole pandemic.
Right, well, that's overblown.
Spend more time.
This is horrible.
Funny. But I wrote spend more time with my grandma and she died.
So I get what you're saying with the laughter, yes.
Yeah, you see.
It was like she was drunk, yeah. Like the drunk giggly kind of laugh. Man, I didn't like it.
It was for TikTok.
But not a fun drunk.
No, I think she was playing it off. It was a little bit too. See, Monica was like, I love this whole story. But then you heard the clip. You're like, I hate it. I hate the story.
Well, backwards game today is fun. It's the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
The what?
Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so we're going to talk like Mickey Mouse and stuff like that.
Oh, man.
We're goofy.
Do you remember when we did the backwards game and I ended up sounding like a rooster?
Yes.
So I'm on the phone with my godmother yesterday who doesn't live in Roanoke. But out of nowhere, like we get off the phone and then my phone rings again and I pick it up like, yes, she goes, were you sounding like a rooster on purpose?
There he is.
I was like, no, not on purpose.
Yes, I mentioned that. Yeah, so we're going to do backwards game, Mickey Mouse Clubhouse version with things like this.
Hi, everybody.
So what will that sound like?
A pretty good Mickey
I do a decent Mickey.
That's a pretty good Mickey.
I actually felt like I did a pretty good Goofy also.
Oh, this is a Goofy. Yeah.
That wasn't bad.
That's a good
and
one.
Then I also learned, because I have an outtake for you to enjoy during the backwards game, I am incapable of doing Donald Duck. I can't do it. I tried.
Okay, I can't wait to hear this one.
My throat hurt. So that's coming up in just a few minutes. We're trying to spread the love this holiday season, the good cheer. I mean, there's so much negativity in the world that you can just focus on and get obsessed with and have more negativity breed that. And we forget that, for the most part, the silent majority of us are the good people. The good people doing good things that are taking care of each other, making things happen in the world and all that stuff. So that's what we're trying to do with our Thanksgiving. So let's get our friend Amy Moyer in here. Hi, Amy.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you today?
Good. How are you?
Great. So who are we shouting out today?
We are shouting out my son's special education teacher, Miss Amy Warren.
Okay. And you know what? I have Ms. Warren here, too. So let's get her in here. Good morning, Ms. Warren.
Good morning. Oh, my goodness. We always make each other cry.
Oh, good. Yay! There we go.
Good morning. We're criers.
We love this. All right, you two, make each other cry. Go. Ms. Warren, so Amy reached out to us. I don't know if you even know this or not, but we're doing a little thing, and we're just kind of honoring people this holiday season and people that we're thankful for. And Amy said some super nice things about you and the things that you have done for her son. Amy, I mean, why don't you kind of fill us in on the journey here with you and your son and his teacher?
Absolutely. So this year has been, I mean, of course, it's been hard on everybody, but I know that it's been extra hard on Miss Warren with her own personal life. So it happened about 2 years ago, and I was called into a meeting with other teachers, and I was told that my son had a learning disability. And when I was told that, I broke down and cried in front of everybody. And Miss Warren stepped in right away, and she made a promise to me that she would be there every step of the way, and she has. I have to admit, I'm probably that parent that calls her or messages her at all hours, morning, afternoon.
I have good news for you, Amy. We're all that parent, just so you know.
Yeah. That is true. And she answers so quickly. And I mean, without, you know, no complaints or anything. And she doesn't have to do that. You know, when it comes to the kids, they are her kids. Mm-hmm. She cares so much for them. She'd do anything for them.
And Amy, what is your son's name?
Brody.
Brody. So Ms. Warren, talk to me about, you know, working with Brody and what it's like for you.
Oh, I tell Amy all the time. It's just so crazy because he is such a joy to work with. And she doesn't understand. I'm doing my job. She thinks I'm going above and beyond, but I just feel like it's my job.
Yeah. It's just what you were here for. And I know this one hit Antoine as well, because he's someone who's worked with children with special needs.
Yeah.
And raising children is so stressful all the time. I mean, you're filled with worry and you try not to, but, you know, it is what it is. And then when you have that extra challenge piled on you, you need a support staff and you need help. And I know, Amy, that it means a lot to you that people are doing that for you and Brody.
Oh, absolutely. I don't know where I would be today, and I told this to Ms. Warren yesterday. I don't know where I would be with my son if it wasn't for her. Would I have that system, you know, to fight for me for things that I want for my son? You know, would I break down and cry in the meeting, would I have that teacher to come check on me like, hey, are you okay? Like, I just need to learn how to handle these meetings. That's all.
Yeah. It's like, oh, good. I'm going in for another crying session. I mean, meeting. Wait, well, hang on. Let me do this.
I'll tell you this, Amy, for somebody who's been in those meetings before, we're all trying to figure out every single meeting. We're all trying to figure it out together.
Yeah, exactly. So, Ms. Warren, as a shout out to you and the things that you're doing and going, you know, you say not even going above and beyond. So, you know what? For you being you
right.
and doing the things that you do, we're teamed up with the Village Grill restaurant this holiday season, and we're just giving people $100. So we have a $100 Visa gift card for you.
Woo!
For just being awesome, because Amy nominated you on our little contest thingy. So congratulations.
Well, thank you.
And all right, you know what? Don't you go buying something for somebody else. Don't do that.
Nope.
You do that with different money. You set that aside. This one's for you.
The above and beyond stops here.
It does.
This is great because today's my birthday, too.
Oh, look at this.
Happy birthday.
Look at that. Totally planned that.
Yeah, exactly. Totally knew that. Yeah.
Ms. Warren, thank you again for, you know, on behalf of people with children. And, you know, we're kind of, I'm using you as a representation of all the teachers that are just doing whatever they can during these times and all times in general. So thank you for doing what you do. And we're happy to give you a little something back.
Thank you so much.
You are welcome. Amy, thank you for nominating, and thank you for, I mean, keeping it together, girl, for crying out loud. We can't have you losing control around here. She's like, look at me. I did it. I'm good. Thank you.
Wait till I get off the phone.
Yeah. Well, that's fine. You can go ahead and collapse. Just put it on TikTok or something. We'll go find it. Food, glorious food.
Money-saving tips, life hacks, and the info you need to win the day. The K92 Morning Thing has the Scoopla.
Lots of stuff kicking around in the food news right now.
I love food right now.
I love food. I love food all the time. But
that's
right now,
true too.
I start getting into food mode this time of year. And in particular, it's a seasonal thing for me. So every time we kind of enter a new season, I'm sick and tired of whatever it was. Like, I don't want no more BLTs.
Right.
These stupid tomatoes, I'm done with them. Like that sort of thing. And I'm ready to
move. Are you making Z's nuts? Zach's nuts?
I don't know yet.
I'm glad you.
Okay.
Because, like, even though I got a jar of Z's nuts last year, when you said it just now, Monica, you caught me so off guard.
I think she hits everybody else.
I'm like, wait, what?
Oh.
Are you making Z's nuts? Wait, what? She was that person, you know, who always.
I was like, what's happening?
When you're at a meeting, and then when you get to the point where you say, okay, now are there any questions? And most people, they will raise their hand or they will walk up to the microphone. There's always that one person in the back going, are you making Z's nuts? Oh, yeah, well, is she okay?
I'm that person.
Well, yes. And we'll see about that, because I understand, you know, I hear your question when you say, are you making Z's nuts?
It's a fair question, though.
Yeah, but that's not the question she's actually asking, Antoine. The only question she was asking is, are you bringing me nuts or not? I mean, that's really all she's saying.
That's how I heard it, though.
Good, because that's how I heard it.
When Monica asked the question, that's what I was like, yeah, are you making two jars of Z's nuts? Like, I don't understand. Uh-huh.
Look, that's sometimes people's Christmas gift around here. I make no promises for anything for December. I don't even know if we're going to make it to December right now. So let's, let's not act like we're going to be alive in a week and a half. Let's just go ahead and we're going to live in the moment. We're going to focus on Thanksgiving first. But yeah, I get into food modes. So now I'm good. Like, I'm ready for the fall. I'm ready for, you know, those wintry kinds of foods and ingredients and all that stuff. And this first news, I think I want this. I think I want the Cheetos Holiday Cookbook. I like this idea.
Cheetos Holiday Cookbook.
Yeah. So Cheetos just announced they got a holiday cookbook, and it's got all these different cool recipes that you use involving Cheetos. They have a Flamin' Hot Friendsgiving turkey. You want to put Flamin' Hot Cheetos on your turkey. Now, that one I don't want to do.
Okay. All
right. But things like a cheesy skillet corn with some Cheetos or Flamin' Hot Cheetos on top of it, a little texture, a little spice. Yeah, that'll be good. Antoine, don't make a face. You don't know anything about food, so your opinion.
It probably would be good in, like, chicken. Like, if you're going to fry chicken and mix it in with the breading, you know.
Yes,
exactly. I would like to point out that if I brought this story, and I'm talking about putting Cheetos, a kid's snack food, on real Thanksgiving, you guys would destroy
me. Right, because you have no credibility in this category. That's why.
Uh-huh.
If I bring it in, it may sound unusual, but you trust me.
Unusual.
When you bring it in, we don't trust you.
You said unusual.
Mm-hmm. Plus, we hate on your metabolism.
Disgusting. That is true. You guys are some haters.
Yeah, it's not disgusting. Mm-hmm. It's delicious. You don't know what
sounds
you're talking
disgusting.
About. Well, you'll never know, because I ain't making you any of these things. You're not getting the Chester's Kickin' cornbread dressing. Thank you very much. You go ahead.
I don't
and
like the name.
I don't like anything about
noodles.
That.
Well,
the name is not right.
Okay. Well, no one. Neither of you are nutworthy currently. Just so you know, you're nutworthy. Purdue has put out these. They're already sold out. People are freaking out over these things. But they did the flavors of Thanksgiving all in a nugget. So you can get a nugget and it's got turkey in it. And there's the one of them. It's breaded dark meat turkey with cranberry in it. Like in the nugget. Yeah.
Wow.
Mm. Yeah.
Infuse your nugget infused with cranberry sauce.
Yeah, people are buying those things. I will say this. I think this year I'm going to make for leftovers. I'm going to take all the Thanksgiving leftovers. And I was thinking of doing like a turkey leftover Thanksgiving calzone the next day.
I'm on board with that. Yeah. I think that's a great idea.
Okay. Yeah.
That's okay.
And maybe not even pizza dough. I was also thinking that crescent roll dough instead. Come on.
See, I don't think you can go wrong either way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, both of those sound delicious.
Right, and I'm going to put the whole thing together. I'm going to bring one to Antoine. He's going to eat it. Be like, oh, my God, it's delicious. And I'll be like, there were Cheetos in there. Yes! Thank you very much. Oh, and I think I need to go and get some stovetop clothing. Stovetop has clothes
like
now.
Like stovetop stuffing?
Yes, and it's formal wear. They're doing formal wear. Yes, so I can get a dinner jacket with stuffing on it. I like it. I like that idea.
I'm trying to find pictures right now.
That's mine. Don't look. Don't buy anything. It's sold out. Don't go anywhere. Yeah, so stovetop has for the classy people around here. Hi, everybody. It's time for Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
The backwards game on the K92 Morning Thing.
I do a pretty good Mickey.
I commend you on it.
Yeah.
It's really good.
I'm not proud of it, though, because it's not cool.
Oh, yeah, definitely not. You can't pull that out at a party.
Mm-mm. Right. That don't get you chicks.
No.
Hey, girl, you're looking fly. Like, it's just, it doesn't work at all.
It's not like you're, like, doing, like, the circle song, like, preschool or whatever.
That's
all the kids
nice cleavage. You want to go home with me?
All right. You made it creepy.
That is now.
I'm always going to make it creepy. Hey, Antoine, how's it going?
Yeah.
Monica Brooks, looking good today.
There was a line.
Oh, I left. Man, I crossed the line an hour ago. What are you talking about? I crossed the line about 18 years ago, actually. All right, so the backwards game today, it is Antoine, it is Monica, and it is the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. So we're going to do a little Mickey, we're going to do a little Goofy, and what I learned is I am incapable of doing Donald Duck, so I have some Donald Duck outtakes as well. So I was Donald going to be round three, but I can't talk. I can't talk and do that quack at the same time. It's too hard.
It is really hard. I've tried it.
Oh, my God. It is. So, anyway, we'll get into the game now. It's, well, Monica Brooks, you're looking good today. Why don't you go first?
Oh, boy.
Ooh, I'm ready.
Mickey Mouse in the ground.
Yeah. Okay, so Monica's going to hear each phrase two times and backwards, and then you're trying to flip it around and see what you sound like. So, round one will be Mickey.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody. And we'll turn it around backwards. Antoine is heading into the soundproof chamber now. Here we go, Monica. It's hi, everybody. Backwards sounds like this.
It on your real.
Time two.
It on your real. It on your real.
That was pretty good. I like that one. I think it's going to be enjoyable no matter what. Whether it's good or bad, it's going to make us all smile.
All right, I'm back.
And that's what we need. Antoine's back from the soundproof chamber. You're going to get the same thing. Hi, everybody. We flip it around backwards. You hear it two times, and then you talk all backwards. Here we go. Time one.
It on your real.
Time two.
It on your real.
It on your real.
Okay. You had like a little hoop hoop at the end there. Whoop. Like you're sucking wind.
I was running out of air. Yeah. High pitch. It didn't have my helium.
Yeah, it is not. It's not a comfortable voice for you. You don't have that same nasally voice that I have. Like if we were doing the all Barry White edition of the backwards game, you'd be nailing it right now.
Duly noted.
Though I will say, Monica's got a good deep voice. Also,
she really does.
Yeah,
she does.
So there is that.
Her voice has range.
I'm gonna write down. Deep voice day. It's because Antoine versus Monica. I think that'll be a good one. Deep voice day sometime. But right now we're trapped in high voice day. So Monica gave us this. We're listening for hi everybody.
It on her rear. Oh.
Let's flip it around and what do we get?
Hi everybody.
It's pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hi everybody.
I heard it, especially in the laugh. I really liked the laugh.
Yeah, I did. All right, Antoine gave us this.
Peter and her rear.
All right, it goes.
Oh, today's a good day. Here we go.
Oh, hey, Gernardi. Oh, hey, Gernardi.
I like that.
Oh.
I feel like you guys are laughing a little too hard.
Well, and it is not with you, it's at you.
No, Monica gets that round.
Correct. Point for Monica. There we go. 1-0 in the game. Antoine, here's your chance to redeem yourself with yet another high-pitched person, sort of. Here's
lucky me.
Goofy.
This is a Goofy.
Goofy doesn't have a catchphrase. It's like, ahew. Hi, I'm Goofy.
That's it. It's that swallow.
Yeah, yeah.
I had to do like Monica does. This is Batman. That kind of thing. Okay, Monica, go to the soundproof chamber. Get out. You're going to hear, ahew, this is Goofy, 2 times backwards, and then you're going to say it, and we're going to flip it around, and we're going to see what we get. So here we go. In round 2, Antoine is up with this. Time 2. It's a good Swedish chef. Borg. Antoine's is fun. I'm not sure it's good.
It's not.
But I enjoyed it. It has a lot of Ergishbergen, Forgishbergen to it. So you're going to hear it 2 times backwards, Monica. It's, oh, this is Goofy. 2 times. Here we go. Time 2.
Hiccup.
You're sucked. That's good.
Yes.
I like it, though.
I felt that.
That's okay. That's fine. Antoine needs this round so we can get to the finale. So he gave us this.
Here for group.
Let's see if we flip it around. We're listening for, this is Goofy. Here we go.
This is Goofy.
It's okay.
Okay.
I mean, it's in there.
It wasn't bad.
Yeah.
I heard that Goofy, yeah.
I hear it a little bit in there. Monica, I don't know what we're going to hear.
It's going
to be perfect. That's what we're going to hear.
Yeah, you know, that's exactly what it's going to be. Hiccup. We reverse it around. We are listening for, this is Goofy. No, there's nothing in there. Point, Antoine.
Correct. He jumped in and said, Goofy. Not Gucci.
Yeah. Goofy. Goofy.
Goofy.
Goofy. Goofy.
Sure.
Goofy. Here we go. Final round.
All
now,
right.
What I learned is I wanted it to be Donald Duck. I can't do it. I can't do Donald Duck. I can't talk. I can do the little quack. So here, enjoy some Donald Duck outtakes before we get to the actual round. Like, that was okay. I think that's okay, Donald Duck, but it trails off from there.
Donald Duck.
Yeah. No, that's...
Ooh.
No, here's I don't... One. Did you turn into a gremlin?
You almost died doing that.
I did. I almost died.
You
I
turned
almost
into
died.
A gremlin.
I did. Here it is again.
Donald Duck. I can't.
Yeah, and then I felt like my tonsil hit me in the eyeball, and then I had to move on.
You just fell over.
Yeah, I couldn't do it.
Smoker's voice right
so
there.
So we went with this one instead. Hot dog, hot diggity dog.
Yes,
we moved on. We went to the song.
You went to the furthest side.
I did. Well, I was out of characters.
We're going away.
I'm like, why do Minnie? It's the same as Mickey. It's no good. So we're going to do hot dog, hot diggity dog, and I will say this. I'm going to give you 3 times. Because it's a little bit longer, but there is a pattern to it. So you can get it, but I want it to be fun. So, Monica, you'll hear it 3 times. Get ready. Hot dog. Well, not that one, because that's the same thing. So let's go ahead and get the backwards version 3 times. Here we go. Time 2. Time 3.
Whoa,
oh, wait, stop. I didn't record it. Of course.
Oh, crap.
Of course. After playing it 3 times, I still screw
it
up. Oh, my God.
Man.
Okay. You get to hear it 1 more time. I apologize. Okay. Here we go. Terrible job. Good. It's
yes,
fine.
That was
yes.
terrible. Mm-hmm. Yes.
It was, but that's okay.
All right, I'm back.
She did terrible, Antoine.
It's awful. You
this
win.
Is your moment to shine.
No,
you can do this. You can pull this off.
We'll see how that happens.
Hot dog, hot diggity dog. I will let you hear it 3 times.
3 times,
and
all right.
I've even remembered to hit record on your thing. So we are ready to go. Here we go. 3 times. Time 2. Time 3. Not bad. I think you got an extra hot in there at the end, but that's okay.
Hey, I like hot dogs.
Extra hot dogs. You throw a little hot dog in there. What will happen here in the final round of the backwards game? Monica Brooks delivered this fine gem. We were listening for hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog.
Oh, diggity. Yeah, bossa, bossa.
Okay, let's reverse it around. What do we get?
So bad, so bad.
Macho, macho man.
I want macho you be man. A macho man. I'm talking macho,
macho,
macho man. I like it. That's good.
There, that's what it is.
All right, Antoine.
God, diddity. Hi-ya, hi-ya, hi-ya.
Flip it around, listening for hot dog, hot diggity dog. Here we go.
Hi-ya, hi-ya, hi-ya. Diddity dog.
Oh, Antoine wins.
Yes. Correct. Yes. Hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog. Cheers. Hot dog, the problem solved.
Your winner and new champion.
Hot dog, hot diggity dog.
Antoine Terrell
Thank
in the
you.
Game. Yes, but you know what, Monica? Congrats. You did win the All Village People edition of
Congratulations.
Backwards game.
The K92 Morning Thang, trending top three, number three.
Monica, you gotta get me on this show. You gotta get me on the show.
On the show.
Yeah.
Can I get you on? Okay.
You're,
what show?
Monica's like the expert of trying to get people on game shows and reality shows and stuff.
Right.
You got to get me on Name That Tune. They're bringing back Name That Tune. It's the role I was born to play.
I may be able to do that.
Yeah. It's coming back to Fox.
Oh, I see.
Either that or Beat Shazam. I watched that show, and I think these people, I mean, they need about 10 times longer than I think any of us would on this show.
I see you as Name That Tune more than Beat Shazam.
Okay.
Because I think Name That Tune is individual.
It is.
There'd be no point of you having a partner up there in Beat Shazam.
Well, Beat Shazam, I would team up with Bob Patrick.
You guys wouldn't lose.
Oh, my God, we wouldn't. We'd be undefeated. What's the top prize? We're going to win it. I mean, can you come back and defend? We'll be the Ken Jennings of that. Well, if you can be a defending champion on Beat Shazam, we'll never lose.
Never leave.
We will never leave that
show. I told you, look. I have you your permission to sign you up for random things. I got that a long time ago, I do believe, from both of you.
You definitely
did
not.
So if I see something that I think is fitting, because I think you said you agreed.
Sure, no problem.
The start of the year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but anyway, if I see something that fits a friend, you know, I will sign you up. And
yep. So congratulations,
anyway,
Antoine. See you on a future episode of Sex Sent Me to the ER. Great time. Oh, by the way, you know, talking about TV shows, and she just casually puts it out there like I know what the hell she's even talking about. Are you on Dr. Oz today, Monica?
Today or tomorrow, I have a segment. I have a conversation with Dr. Oz. It's like a 5 to 7 minute segment.
What the hell are you doing?
What are you doing?
Y'all are so foolish.
Why am I foolish?
So,
you're foolish.
Look, you know what? Because Jared said the same thing.
Dr. Oz about.
Because I've been working with him for a few weeks now and doing this cert food challenge.
Okay.
You know, Adele, she did the cert food challenge.
It's the Adele thing. Okay. All right.
Yeah. So I've been working with him and, you know, produce some videos and stuff. For him, so,
for Dr. Oz.
Yeah, so I'll be on Dr. Oz, yeah.
and she talked to him yesterday. Antoine, she texted me this morning, and she says, oh, and something we can quick mention if we want is my Dr. Oz segment. Like, I know what she's talking about.
It's like when I get a random Snapchat from Monica that she was in the audience of the Wendy Williams show earlier this week.
Oh, wait, what?
Oh, yeah.
She sent me a Snapchat, and she goes, Wendy Williams. And I look, and she goes, and I pull it up on YouTube, the episode, and when it opens, you see Monica's face right there in the audience of the Wendy Williams show this week. For somebody who's stuck at home, you're doing the most.
You're doing a lot of traveling.
You know what? I got to do the most. It helps calm my nerves.
I guess. Yeah. So Name That Tune is coming to Fox. Get me on Name That Tune.
Number two.
Ask Dr. Oz if he can get me on there. Thanksgiving, 1 week away. What is yours going to look like? What is anything going to look like? Antoine and I were talking about it. Yours is, it's a drive-through Thanksgiving this year. Is that what you were saying?
Yes. I was talking to my godmother. She said, she's cooking. She's going to do all. She's going to throw down like she normally does. Carry out only. You go ahead and let her know what you
want.
She'll make your plate. She'll bring it out. She said, I ain't got time. She said, my kids will come for like 20 minutes. I'm going to hang out with them. I'm going to send them on their way.
There you go.
Is she going to hang around?
She got a Square reader. She can swipe your card and pay.
I think she's going to charge us. I really think she's going to charge us.
Yeah.
Well, she probably should because she's going to sit there and make food. That's the thing that I find interesting is the person who's making food like, oh, yeah, so make me a plate.
Well, what are you doing for this plate? I'm now you ain't even showing up the house. Yeah. You're going to walk up like you are Grubhub and just take the food and walk away.
I got to get a red bag. Because
I know
bag.
When you say a drive-through Thanksgiving, I'm like, so can you pick me up a plate too?
See? Exactly. So
I will tell you, I've already told her I need two plates though. Like I need a leftover plate. I need a current plate and then I need a leftover plate.
You ask your boy Dr. Oz to make you a plate. Yeah, I know. And I get into the challenge too where I think it's just going to be us this year. And how do you cut food? Like you can't cut food. Like what are you going to take out of
the
equation?
You mean like the proportion, right. Like the size? Yeah.
No, I mean the items.
Oh, it's like completely taking out, like so no stuffing.
Like if I said, because you can't do no stuffing.
You cannot do no stuffing.
And I mean my daughter would throw herself down a well if we don't do the mac and cheese. So that has to happen.
Oh no, I'm throwing you down that well.
Right. And then you start thinking, okay, well that's a couple of carbs. So we're like, I don't need to make mashed potatoes. Oh my God, I need to make mashed potatoes.
Do.
Yes, I do.
You
exactly.
Do.
So
I
got nothing to cut.
This is sad. This is a sad conversation
right now. I think corn casserole might be put on delay until Christmas. That was the thing that I was thinking. I'll send corn casserole to Christmas.
No, just make it December 1st. December 1st.
I'm still going to be full on that day, Antoine. You don't understand. And I'm going to have leftovers for 3.5 weeks because there ain't going to be anybody else there except all this different stuff. Okay, let's get into the hottest debate.
Number one.
And I don't think we're going to solve anything here since we're sitting here talking about food. And based on the trends, we're not going to solve this either, but this has been going viral. Is it pecan or pecan?
Pecan.
I don't know. It depends on who I'm around. I feel like pecan is more regal.
Yeah.
Pecan is.
It is.
Yes, what are my pecans? I need to eat my pecans.
Pecan is when I'm talking to my grandma.
Pie.
Doubt it is.
My grandma's pecan. Mm-hmm. Right. Baby, bring me the pecans.
Yeah.
Give me all the pecans for the pie.
Yeah, to me, that one is much more, again, you get it, it's like, yes, I'll have a pecan. And then it's like, anybody see my pecans?
Exactly.
Where my pecans at? You take my pecan pie.
In a job.
Do you like pecan pie?
I don't mind it. It's okay.
Oh. I'm not a big fan. I don't really like pies.
I don't
much.
Like it.
Not a huge pie guy either.
Pecan is how I would answer in a job interview.
Pecan, okay.
Pecan is how I'd say on the phone.
Because here's the thing, is if you gave me a bowl of those nuts and you said, would you like any of these? I would probably say, would you like some pecans? You know, here I'll have a pecan, that kind of thing. But I would never say pecan pie. Who would say pecan pie? That sounds stupid.
Yeah, that does. Okay. Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know what the solution is. You can text in to 52353 if you're passionate about this. But there was a poll on the internet, and I can tell you that the winner was pecan by 0.5%. It was 50.5% to 49.5%. I mean, it's 50-50. I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
I feel confident that the texters in right now will say pecan.
You think so?
Yeah.
You say, I'm going to text in right now with my pecan. This is a pecan pie. Anybody to say pecan pie, get thrown out of the house. You go sleep in the yard. I don't know what you're talking about. It's mama's pecan pie all day long.
K92. Scam. It's another morning thing birthday scam. K92 morning
thing. Today's scam is on Melanie. Her son is 10 and he likes to play a lot of video games online with other kids. Well, she's about to find out that he also plays with one 40-year-old man, me. And he stole from me in the game, y'all. So now I'm going to tattle on him. It is the birthday scam punch your booger face on the K92 morning thing.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Mrs.
Speaking. Who's this?
Hi, Mrs. You don't know me, but I know your son, Jackson.
Okay. How is it you know him?
Well, you know how he's Mr. Cool Boy 22?
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
You know, I'm Roblox.
Yeah, my son plays Roblox.
Okay, well, that's his name on Roblox, Mr. Cool Boy 22. You see, I'm Captain Awesome 9, and I play on Roblox with your son.
You play Roblox? Like, isn't that a kid's game? Like, how old are you?
I'm 40.
You're 40 years old and playing a kid's game online. I'm not sure how I feel about that.
Ma'am, understand, anybody can play Roblox. It's an international sensation, this game.
Yeah, but isn't it mainly for kids?
Well, yeah, but I have kids.
Oh, okay.
They, like, live down the street.
What?
Anyway, your son stole from me in a game, and I'm calling to tell on him.
You're calling for what?
To tell on him. I had this T-Rex, and he said he would trade with me for this one outfit that I really liked. And then that little twerp, he took my T-Rex, and he didn't give me the outfit like he promised. So I told him I was going to call his mama, and he was going to get it.
Okay, sir, I'm really sorry, but you're going to have to bear with me here. I literally don't understand any of this. You're telling me my son stole some kind of outfit from you?
Exactly.
But this isn't like real clothes. This is like digital, like it's in the game.
Hell yeah, it's in the game. You think I think I'm calling a TJ Maxx or something? Look, your boy promised me this fly disco outfit going to make Captain Awesome 9 look amazing, and he didn't do it.
Okay. So what do you want me to do about it?
I don't know. Call the cops?
Yeah, that seems a little extreme.
Okay, well, then at the least, could you beat his butt or something? Rotten little thief.
Okay, this is inappropriate. And you're not going to talk about my son that way.
Oh, you know what? Hey, look, hang on. He just logged on. I see him on there right now. I said, hey, cool boy. Guess what? I'm on the phone with your mama right now, and you are going to get it. Yeah.
Are you talking to my son right now?
Oh, yeah. Hey, look, ma'am, hold on a second. I'm going to handle this. Hang on.
Yeah, that's right. I called your mama. What do you mean I'm a tattletale? You're a thief, you little jerk.
Excuse me. Like, what is happening right now?
Ma'am, just hold on a second. I'm talking to your son. Hold on.
No,
I got this.
You're going to tell me
I smell like a fart? You smell like a fart. I'm going to punch you in your booger face, you little jerk. Yeah, I know where you live, and I'm going to come over there, and I'm going to mess you up.
Okay, that is enough. You stop that right now. Maybe I will be calling the cops on you so I can tell them some 40-year-old weirdo is threatening to beat a 10-year-old on the internet.
Not necessary. Birthday scam. Hi, it's Zach from K92. You're on a birthday scam right now? Hi.
What?
Hi, Melanie.
Oh.
Happy birthday.
K92. Birthday scam. Birthday scam. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam. K92 Morning Thang. Birthday scam. The K92 Morning Thangs. Ghost Hunters.
Kenny was ghosted. He would like answers. He will tell us his side of the story. And then Lacey will come in here and tell us her side of the story. Kenny, you got ghosted. What happened?
I don't know. That's what I'm here to find out. I mean, it was totally confusing. I mean, we're talking on, social media platforms. We found each other on the apps, so we're talking.
Kenny sounds like he's new to the internet, by the way. He's like, well, we were on the interwebs and then talking. Did you know they have apps on your phone now?
I'm not trying to promote anything.
All right, I got you. It's all okay. So you meet her on the internet and you go, what happens next?
I mean, we're talking for like 2 months, I mean, we're playing it safe because of the pandemic and all that. So we're just having the messages are getting longer and longer. We're really getting to know each other. We're like pen pals, basically.
Mm-hmm.
We're really like getting, I feel close. And then, we haven't even gone out on an official date. We haven't met, but it's kind of getting to that place. She's really seeming to pour herself into these messages she's sending me.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's just gone.
So yeah. You never even like went on a date. This was just something where you had this, I mean, you had a relationship, but it was basically online, but you felt like there was a lot of information being shared and you were about to get to that point of meeting.
This definitely seemed like it was moving towards a good place.
Okay.
So, I don't know.
All right. Lacey is here with us, and she is willing to tell her side of the story. I have some guesses, but...
yeah, I want to let it play out.
I don't want to cloud anybody's vision or whatever. Okay, so Kenny, I'm going to put you in the holding tank, and I'm going to bring Lacey in here, and you'll be able to hear her, okay?
All right.
Okay. Hey, Kenny goes into the holding tank, and Lacey comes out of the holding tank. Good morning, Lacey.
Good morning.
Hi. So you've heard Kenny's side of the story, and now it is your time to give us the answers from everything we hear. Y'all were talking back and forth, and everything seemed fine, but then El Ghostarino. So what's going on?
I mean, everything he said's true. Like, we talked, we had really good conversations, but he left some stuff out, which obviously.
Okay.
He has 5 cats and lives with his grandmother because his mother doesn't even want to deal with the mess of that. And I like cats, but 5 is too many.
Wait, so he has 5 cats that if I say, Kenny, do you have any pets? Kenny's not going to say, well, my grandmother has 5 cats and we live in the same house. He's going to say, these are my kitties.
Yeah, they're his cats.
All right. Well, I mean, I'd be done right there. That'd be the end for me. that was not my guess on this, but okay. Sorry. Continue.
Yeah, that's red flag number one. That's okay. Not even it.
Oh, God.
So I find out through a mutual friend, we actually found out we had a mutual friend, and I find out through this mutual friend that he's crazy, not like fun party crazy, like Steve O kind of crazy.
Slingshot himself through a billboard kind of crazy?
Like a Hot Wheel car in his woohoo.
I'm going to tell you right now, when I was listening to Kenny talk, I was picturing a man in khakis who has an iPhone 4. I mean, like, has not upgraded in forever. That's what I was picturing. But you say that is not, in fact, the case, Lacey.
I mean, again, I got a completely different vibe through talking to him. Mm-hmm. And then I find out all of these, like, red flags. And I was like, I feel like I'm not getting the whole picture from these conversations.
So your friend says he's crazy. When you say Steve-O crazy, I picture thrill seeker, throw himself out of a plane, you know, that sort of thing. Is it that, or are we, the Netflix show You Crazy here?
I think it's more like drunken shenanigans kind of thing. Okay. But like, good shenanigan. Not like stalker.
So that could be fun.
Sure,
maybe it is. And maybe, it's like the two sides of Kenny, because Kenny's all, hello, children, I am here to check out the internets. What's going on today, fellow youths? And then at the same time, we're going streaking! Yeah. But that is not for you, Lacey.
Yeah, no, I'm not into that at all.
Okay.
I'm not even, like, looking for a relationship at this point anymore. I actually am dating, the mutual friend that we have.
Oh, okay.
So see, now I think that friend's a liar. If I'm
that's not a mutual friend.
That's not a mutual friend. That's somebody who's out.
That friend's not mutual.
Right. That friend is Lacey's friend now. Yeah, because that makes total sense to me. That somebody like, no, you don't want to go with him. He's crazy. I know he doesn't seem like it at all, because he doesn't seem like it at all. So now I think he's being painted as crazy. Monica?
Yep. The lies that mutual friend tells.
Interesting. I don't know. Lacey, I would not trust this friend.
I mean, he had some pretty specific stories, but
anyone can tell a good story. I'm really good at stories. I would watch yourself, Lacey. But thank you for coming on with us. We appreciate it.
Thanks. I'm glad I could tell my side.
Okay. Good luck. All right. Well, that took a turn that I didn't necessarily expect right there.
That was a nice little plot twist.
I feel like Kenny is being painted improperly here, so Kenny deserves the final say. So let's get Kenny back in here. So we welcome back Kenny. Hi, Kenny.
Yeah. Hi, guys.
Kenny, I think you got a raw deal here, man.
I know exactly what she's talking about. And this is not a mutual friend. You know, you have, mutual connections on these social media platforms. That's ridiculous. He's not even a friend of mine, but I know exactly who she's talking about, and I would love to kick this guy's ass.
That's
ridiculous.
Khakis are coming off, says Kenny. You forget about it.
And it totally makes sense, because this guy just reached out to me, and like I said, I don't even talk with this person, and he just recently reached out to me and was like checking in to see how I was doing during all of this craziness. I mean, that is classless. I mean, I'm not going to kick this guy's butt, because he's huge. He's like 6'8", 300 pounds, but...
So Kenny was once friends with Andre the
Giant.
Would
like to.
Yeah, yes. But you know what? I'm going to say I'm going to right now. That'll at least make me feel
initial
good about
anger.
That. See, I like Kenny. And so this person, he don't even know you enough to say that you're crazy, which is exactly what he told this person.
That's unbelievable.
Let's try to put a positive spin on this, that if she is going to be swayed by that is not a relationship worth having anyway.
Right.
Clearly, I'm not her type. So
no,
that's fine.
You know what Kenny has to do? He has to go back to the internets, to the apps and the dating and
types back into
Google. Yes, the thing with the youth and the Googles and everything. You know what you do, Antoine? I find the best way to do it is if you have a hat on, you pull it slightly sideways and you hold a skateboard. What's happening, youths? I was forced to just answer the worst question. The worst. Oh, choices.
You were really upset about it.
I was. I sat there and I thought, like, there's no good answers here. And then even as I'm, like, typing my answers, I'm thinking, well, this is a terrible answer.
Yeah.
But that's what happens when Monica hosts Who Knows Who.
Let's get it rolling. We're going to start with Antoine, okay? I'm going to give you a question about Zach.
Okay.
And you have to give me his answer. Okay, so I asked Zach, you must live with one of these people.
Oh, boy.
Which one are you picking? Taylor Swift? Selena Gomez, Demi Lovato.
All right.
Who did he pick?
All right. He did not pick Demi, because, Demi, she is, healthy and sober now. And that'd just be a wrinkle in his life. He wouldn't want to drink around her. Selena or Taylor? Wow. Okay. I really don't think Zach likes Selena at all. Like, I just don't think that you're a fan
of
Selena.
So. You don't think I like Selena Gomez?
I don't, you don't hate her, but I just don't think you're, you don't want to be around her constantly.
Okay.
All right, so, you know, Taylor, she's still doing a bunch of concerts. She'll leave. I'm going Taylor Swift.
Okay.
Taylor Swift? Okay. Zach.
Sorry, you're wrong.
That means you're wrong.
What did you say? I chose Demi Lovato.
What?
Yes, because at least I think she's hot. That was the only thing I had. That was it. I had nothing else because
that
I can't.
That was it.
Selena Gomez, I just can't. She is not for me. I don't like the baby face. The fact that now she thinks she's a cook. She's going to be telling me what to do in the kitchen and you can get out of here.
Oh, okay? Yes.
And
Taylor Swift?
I find her to be whiny in general. She's kind of always whining about something. Taylor Swift, I almost answered. I'm like, all right. I'm going with Taylor Swift, super rich, you know, long legs, all this stuff. You're right, Antoine. She would be gone all the time on tour. And guess what? I'd be there taking care of her cats. And that is a
I forgot about the cats.
It was the cats.
Man, I forgot about the cats.
And her drinking out of saucers of milk and all sorts of stuff. So I apologize to Demi Lovato. I am probably going to screw her over and send her back down the path of her demons. But I had to. I didn't want to.
Oh, I forgot about the cats.
You forgot about the cats. Yeah, I'm sorry. No point for you, Antoine.
All right. So, Zach, your turn.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I asked Antoine. I said, who gets smacked and the friendship is over? So Antoine's going to smack the heck out of somebody and then the friendship is over.
Okay.
Will he pick Will Smith, LeBron James, or Samuel Jackson?
So he has to smack one of these people.
That was the question that I asked her.
He's going to smack the fire out of them.
Okay. I said, who's doing the smacking? She goes, you are. I was like, oh, great.
So you're going to walk up. You're going to like lick your hand and put some powder on it. I'm putting my soul into this slap.
Okay. What the five fingers say to the face?
And then our friendship is over.
So you don't even get to be friends with those people anymore. Wow. Because those are three people that Antoine very much loves.
I love all three of them.
You love all three.
I could spend copious amount of times with all three of them.
I feel what like do you say? No matter what, Antoine, Will Smith is his boy. Like, that's still the one. So it's got to be one of the other two. LeBron. Hmm. God, I mean, it's like best basketball player of all time. Antoine's athletic idol.
He is.
Businessman.
He is.
Father.
Yeah.
Giver to the community. And then
great
you got
friend.
Sam Jackson. Will it be him? Mm. Will your mother bleep him, slap him in his mother bleeping face?
Samuel Jackson.
Mother bleeping pain.
Who I dressed up as Halloween 2019.
Yeah.
Marvel.
Yep.
But I think you also feel like he's the one who can take it. He'll be okay with it the best. And the other two are like idols of yours. And while you like Sam Jackson and you think he's cool, you're just going to have to rear back and send him to the floor. Sam Jackson is my answer.
Sam Jackson? Zach?
Yeah.
Antoine, go ahead and respond to Zach's guest. What did you say?
I said Sam Jackson.
Aha!
Correct.
And the only thing I had to go off of, because I love all three of them,
mm-hmm.
Sam Jackson is the only one I can imagine giving me a reason. The slap, like he's gonna cuss me out. At some
That's
point.
What it is, yeah.
And we're just gonna fight. Is this gonna be a fight? I'm just gonna have to slap him.
He does.
At some
he
point.
Does cop attitude. You know what? If you ever accidentally confuse one of his roles with one of Lawrence Fishburne's roles, you're dead.
He would not be happy about that.
Yep. He'll be ready to slap
like,
you.
You were great in the Matrix. Now we're fighting.
Yeah. It might be self defense at that point. Like, okay. Point for me.
All right. Okay. Got a
two.
Point.
Okay.
All right, so Antoine, so I asked Zach this question. I said, you got to pick one food, and you're going to have that food for dinner forever.
Oh, man.
Forever.
His choices, forever. All right, his choices. Overcooked steak, soup, or kimchi over rice.
Oh. All right, there's no way overcooked steak. He'd rather starve to death. He'd rather eat his own finger. There's no way overcooked steak, and if he says that's the answer, I'm leaving the show. I'm done for today. Soup. It's not a meal, but kimchi over rice? Like, you're just going to be hungry. Ugh. It's going to be just, like, stuck in your teeth. It's going to be dry.
Smell. Fermented
There's
cabbage.
Nothing.
Fermented cabbage for
it's
the rest
good.
Of your life.
I got it in the fridge now.
And let's not forget about your grootsy toot toots that's going to happen.
For the sake of our friendship and what I
oh,
think
God.
Of
oh,
you,
no.
I'm going to say soup. Like, you had to at least go with soup.
Soup?
Come on, Zach.
What'd you say, Zach?
Come on. You did,
that
what?
Means you're wrong.
What did you pick?
What did you say,
if
Zach?
If you said overcooked steak, I'm leaving. You said overcooked steak.
Bye, Antoine. Bye.
I'm out of here.
Bye, Felicia.
I said
say
I
it.
Said
go
steak.
Ahead and say it, Zach. Say it out loud.
Overcooked steak.
Say it aloud.
I said it.
What did
you
say?
I hate it. Bye. I'll see you. He's leaving.
Can I hear that one more time? What was your answer?
No, I don't want to say it anymore. I couldn't pick soup because it wasn't actual food, so I just would never, at least.
Okay,
I don't
I'm
know.
Back.
I felt like I could lick the top of the steak, and it would just, it would taste like a nice grilled steak. And I don't. I mean, you know,
it hurts you so bad to say it.
I was eating jerky. Yes.
The only reason I came back in the studio is because I forgot my mask and I can't be out in the hallway without
it. Okay, good.
That's the only reason I'm still
here. Thank you, coronavirus. We appreciate you.
Wow.
I know. I didn't like any of those answers, but you are right. Kimchi. It's, my God, my butt's going to smell
overcooked
like old cabbage.
Steak.
At least at one time, it was a food that I enjoyed. That's the way I
looked
at it.
He said overcooked steak.
As opposed to soup, where I wouldn't just
eat overcooked steak, y'all.
Yeah, that's what he said.
On principle, because I didn't want to. I would have said soup, and I'll tell you why I didn't, is because I didn't want to give Monica any encouragement to her argument that soup is food. So she would sit here and say, see, Zach admits that soup is food. I didn't want her to be right. I would rather suffer.
You made me be wrong so that she can't be right.
So I don't have to hear it from
her. That's what he did.
You are totally right on that, Antoine, and I apologize for it. So
he loves overcooked steak.
Wow.
God, I hate you.
Okay.
I hate you and your questions. Final question. Here we go. Let's do it.
Antoine has a new pet.
Oh, he does.
Yes. Question.
What is it? Is it a ferret, a turtle, or a stink bug farm?
These are the questions that I get.
Monica's the worst. She's the worst. You know what she is? She's trying to divide us. She's trying to ruin our friendship.
Yeah, she really is.
It worked.
What? I'm bringing us closer. We got to understand one another. Sometimes you got to go, you know, dig a little deeper.
Antoine has an irrational fear of turtles, so there's just no way. He doesn't want to subject himself to that. He doesn't trust these things.
They're so terrifying.
They're weird little heads sticking out and going back in, and the little mouth going like this. So there's no way it's a turtle. Stink bugs are just flipping nasty, man. And you got to have this whole stink bug farm. And it's going to remind him too much of ladybugs he got stuck up all the time at his house. So even though he has to deal with their musky, stupid, rodent-like behavior, at least he can keep a ferret in a cage and try to just leave it there. So I'm going to go with ferret, final answer.
Ferret?
Yeah.
Antoine, what did you say?
All right. I had the choice of these three animals, and I picked turtle.
What?
I picked a turtle.
What?
And the reason that I picked a turtle is because Monica is so proud of herself right now. It's annoying.
She really is. She's really trying to ruin us. She's ruining everything we stand for, Antoine.
I have fun with this game. You know what?
I can put a turtle in a giant aquarium that it cannot get out of. And then I can stare at the turtle and maybe get over this irrational fear that I have of the turtle. Like, the ferret could get loose.
They're wiggly and wriggly.
The
they
stink
are.
Bug farm, some could crack, and now they're all over the place. The turtle, I know where he is, and I could just stare at him. And I could watch him die slowly.
And even if he gets...
Dang!
I just had to feed him.
Bam. He took it there, and that's where we end.
Yes.
I'll be damned.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List. Number 3.
It was all over Instagram. People were talking about, you know, still talking about the sexiest man alive because they declared Michael B. Jordan... sexiest man.
They you know, declared. Like,
yeah. Well, People Magazine. Yes.
We
People
decree.
Magazine. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And they say that Joe Jonas, he's the sexiest new dad.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kind of hard to argue
Prince
with
Harry,
either of
he's
those.
The sexiest royal. Yeah. And Hemsworth, they're the sexiest brothers.
Okay. So, Prince Harry. Boy, that's a stretch going up against Prince William,
know,
who looks like everybody's dad.
I know.
I mean, come on.
Who is his competition?
He has no competition. All he is best of the rest. I mean, there's not even anything there.
Yeah.
That's like saying, you're the hottest girl in this room. But I'm the only girl in this room.
Oh, there you go.
Well, also the ugliest then. I mean, come on. That's what I'm talking about.
Give me your take.
Number 2.
Jason Momoa, he's all into fitness. He looks amazing.
Chiseled.
As always, you know.
Yeah.
But he says that there's one thing that he finds difficult. The hardest exercise for him, yoga.
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, there's a lot of bending and contorting and things like that.
He has muscles in the way.
Yeah. He's a thick
dude.
And
he says Hawaiians are big people, so it's hard. It's hard to do yoga.
He's got big Hawaiian joints. That's a thing, you know? He's just got this hard to bend your legs and your arms. And yeah, that really is, for me, when it comes to exercise, that whole like stretching and yoga stuff, it's the worst. It is it's the most difficult. It's not that it's the worst in that it's bad. It's just very, very challenging. So, yeah, I can totally see that
with
him.
It was the hardest workout when I used to do P90X. The yoga day, was so difficult.
Oh, yeah. P90X. I remember that. That was a hot
some of
thing.
Antoine P90X dropping around here,
just
by the way.
When I used
I know.
To,
you know. Back when I used to do P90X.
When I used to work on these ads.
He did have a little bit of that.
Number one.
That was good. Okay. So, Saved by the Bell, they have a new theme song.
It's terrible.
I haven't heard it yet, Zach.
It.
Yes. You said it's terrible?
It's Lil Yachty.
I can't wait to listen
to
it.
Who is terrible. I mean, let's call it like it is. This is for the new Saved by the Bell, the reboot, the one that's on Peacock. Here you go. When I wake up in the morning, the alarm gives out a warning. I don't think I'll ever make it on time. By the time I grab my books and I give myself a look, I'm at the corner, it's just in time. It's alright, it's alright. Alright, get it out of here.
No,
I can't.
No, wait a minute.
Wait, what?
He said he was at the corner. Just in time. Just in time for what? He didn't say for the bus to fly by. He took that whole part out of the song.
Because he stinks, yeah. Antoine. He's Lil Yachty.
I'm annoyed.
I am annoyed, too.
Yeah, me too.
I get the show already looked like crap anyway, if we're being honest.
if I'm being honest, too. And look, this is coming from a guy who watched Fuller House, okay?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So the bar is already low.
My bar is so low. And if I'm going, ooh, I don't know about this one. Yeah, I'm not sure.
I'm always fascinated by what other people are doing.
Yeah.
Because they're weird. You know, they're weirdos. And it's fun to...
Other people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Definitely other people.
I'm totally normal. Yes, yes, of course. Days away.
It ain't cool being no jive turkey so close to Thanksgiving.
To Monica's favorite day of the year, specifically because her favorite song ever
turkey lurkey do
will play.
Why?
I don't know. But you know, people always have like weird Thanksgiving traditions. I was just curious, like, who has the weirdest thing on their table? Does somebody have something weird food-wise? Like, we've got to have clams, you know, whatever it is.
Oh, well, we would have a cousin. She would come in with Chinese food.
Okay. You know, I thought you'd be like, yeah, we'd have a cousin. Yeah. She'd just sit there, just sitting on the
That's
table.
That's a weird thing.
Well, you know what? I will say, Thanksgiving at our house, we always have random people that no one knows who they are. And every year... I mean, like, no one knows them. Like, they're there. And I'm like, hey, just you go ahead, fix the plate. I'm like, who is that? I'm like, I don't know who
like
is
nobody
that.
Knows,
who invited them?
See,
no one knows.
That I'm always fascinated by because I never had a family like that. I have a very small family. I have, you know how many cousins I have, Antoine?
How many?
One.
You have one cousin?
I have one first cousin. One.
I find that to be so weird because I have cousins I've never met, and I'm a grown man.
Right, and they're at Monica's house eating.
Yes, like, that's show up there.
Yeah, I have one because
yes,
I'm an only child. My mother was an only child, and my dad has one sister, and they have one kid, my one cousin.
That's insane. Huh.
Just me and Lee.
That blows my mind.
I know, it's crazy. So I don't have the same weirdo stuff that y'all have. I mean, when I used to go to my grandmother's house for Thanksgiving, it looked like that picture. You know the picture when they're trying to sell you the Thanksgiving kit at the grocery store?
Uh-huh.
And it's an overhead shot with the turkey, the stuffing, the green bean casserole, the pumpkin pie. Like the stereotypical. That's what we had.
That's what you guys.
The thing.
So you don't have any chitterlings or
no.
as me and Monica's family would say, chitlins.
Or as any other family would say, disgusting. Did anyone have any disgusting?
I don't eat them. I think they're disgusting.
They are disgusting.
But
every year they're there.
They're there.
I've had them.
A big old pot of them.
Yeah.
I tried them one time and they tasted how they smelled and I was like, never.
Yeah, one of Monica's family members brought us a special batch so we could try it years and years ago.
I remember that, yeah.
Monica, do you eat chitlins?
No, I used to. I used to love pig ears, pig feet, all that stuff. You know,
like right off the pig. She'd just be out back sucking on the pig's foot. The pig's like, stop it.
I used to love all that, yeah.
What about Fat Bat? Have you ever had Fat Bat?
Oh, yeah, I still like some Fat Bat. Yeah.
I mean, I like Fat Bat.
Okay, I was having a conversation with our friend Brett Sharp, and he goes, have you ever heard of this back? Fat, I think it's called.
What?
I think you mean Fat Bat. Yeah, have you ever had that? I was like, yeah, it's pretty delicious.
He is, you know, for a grown man who is an intelligent individual, we used to call Brett, we called him Seed back in the day.
Seed?
Because every now and then, his Hey Seed would come out. He'd be like, what? They charge $10 for a burger? Like that would, it would all of a sudden, he would come, do you guys have that back fat?
Back fat. I was like, that does not sound appealing. I mean, I guess fat bad doesn't either, but
I don't, so, it sounds better, though, for some reason.
Yeah. But chitlins would be the biggest weird thing just because of what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But outside of that, my Thanksgiving's fairly normal.
Yeah. Yeah. Mine are classy.
Yeah.
But they're all still relatively normal. The only thing I had as a kid was because my grandfather was Italian after Thanksgiving dinner, and our dinner was early, 12:30. 12:30.
Goodness.
I know. You just had cereal, and now you're moving on to Thanksgiving dinner.
What time is Thanksgiving supposed to be? The meal.
It is supposed
whenever I arrive. No, I'm just
oh, so on Friday. On Black Friday.
Yeah, exactly.
Gotcha.
3 p.m. No, Black Friday. is when it finally happens. At my house, I try to time it out that we eat during the downtime between the two football games. So around 4:30, 4 to 4:30, or halftime.
So in between the second football game and the third football game.
Yeah.
Got you.
I just try to figure out that I like it later. Mm-hmm. I like to have a couple of drinks. I like to take my time. 12:30 was such a rush. It was like wake up
and
eat.
So you're the cook.
Yes.
And that's also...
Well, I'm in charge.
Yeah,
so,
as part of somebody who's just eating, I'd like it to be around 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
Because I'm a Cowboys fan, and Cowboys normally play at 4, so I want my plate while I'm watching a Cowboys game and then staying up with the cousins, and then we get those leftovers later on.
No, you're not invited over, Tough Squash, and you don't cook, so you don't anyway. But we used to do, at 12:30, we have that, and then at about 4 o'clock, the tray of lasagna came out, because that was just an Italian
second Thanksgiving
thing.
Okay.
Oh, my God. I mean, you want to talk about thinking you're going to die from food? That would be the point, where now you're eating lasagna, and let's not forget, then, of course, later, well, let's all have turkey sandwiches. I mean, that's where the food goes in and just falls out of your mouth.
There's no space.
Ain't no space left. Like, that's all it is. Here comes the worst story of the day. Here we go.
The K92 Morning Thing blows your mind.
Oh, this poor bicycle guy. Let's say cyclist, but it just sounds so cyclist. It's yet another reason why I don't do bicycle stuff.
I don't enjoy it.
Cyclist hospitalized when he falls blank. Was it A, face first in a sewer? B, groin first into a crocodile? Or C, butt first into a cactus?
You said it's the worst story of the day, so I'm saying groin first into a crocodile.
All right.
Worst, you know, he's just dead if that happened. I mean,
that'd be pretty bad.
I'm going to go C.
C?
Cactus.
Yep. Monica always knows. Yeah. Butt first into a cactus.
Correct.
There you go.
That had to sting.
I mean, what else do I really tell you about this story? Guy on bike, falls off bike, lands on cactus.
The end. How?
Those needles in you?
Yep.
Ooh.
Said he hit a pothole. So Diego Moreno didn't see small crater in the asphalt. Hit a fot pole, and that's the end of that. Fell on the cactus. Said he at least didn't get any in his face and eyes and stuff because he had his helmet on and all sorts of things. But
But
I think I'd rather taken it to the face instead of the butt, though.
Man.
Needles.
I have a cactus
down
here at the house. I always tell the kids to be careful.
Makes no sense.
No.
Makes zero sense for you to have a cactus.
I kind of want to take that clip of Antoine out of context for the rest of his life.
Yeah, I thought about it as soon as I said it. As soon as I said it, I was like, you know what? I should not have said what I had said, but at least I'm not this woman who found what in her kitchen. Was it A, a human heart, B, animal skulls, or C, a bottle of arsenic?
Human heart. Like, how would you even find that in your kitchen? Like, how would a heart just show up?
How would it?
I'm going to go with animal skulls. Just found some random skulls in the wall or something. Cabinet.
Well, since I believe we had the same story, I think I will go with heart.
Is it a heart?
I think you'd be correct.
What? Oh, wait, what? Okay. How did you know, Monica? What happened here?
My goodness.
Oh, my she found a heart?
Yes, the cool thing about this is that all three of these things were found in somebody's home. There's a contest in Britain where you were to post the craziest thing you found in your new home.
Interesting.
And so this lady found it's a part of a human heart with like the ventricles and all of that attached. You can barely see it in this picture.
Oh, wow.
I get a better picture
like in
for
a
you.
Jar.
Yes, okay. And it was just in the cabinet. The previous owners forgot to take it with them.
Okay.
But they have no clue on why they had it.
And you don't go ask those questions. You're just, you're done. You're like, let's change the locks and let's never ask a question again. You ever stumble across anything when you moved into a new place? When I moved to Philadelphia, my now wife, we moved into her apartment.
Right.
And in the refrigerator was a nice tube of butt cream that somebody forgot to take with them.
Oh.
Yep.
Was it open?
Yep.
Was it unused?
No, it was used.
Open.
So yes. Yeah, they had been using.
So what did you do with it? Did you keep it around in case, like, you had a butt emergency?
Well, you know, you never know. But just sadly, it was in the butter tray. Like, all right, so the butter tray goes away, too.
The whole refrigerator.
Yeah.
Let it go. Like, are you putting your cold butt in the fridge?
I'm not sure.
It's weird.
I guess you did need to keep it nice and cold. Well, thank you for your story, Monica/Antoine. We appreciate it.
I mean, I could give you one.
No, we're good. That's fine.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.